This is my beloved Son. With him I am well pleased. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is the same thing we've been speaking about for so many weeks, so many days. In fact, been preaching on this exact same thing for the past 2 years. Almost without exclusion, without exception. It's because we need it. We need to remember baptism, our baptism, the baptism of the Lord, because for us it is an image of what our own baptism was, and not many of us were conscious, were of the age of reason when we were baptized. Is there anybody here who was? Who can remember the day of their baptism? I was too young myself, and I was old for being baptized. It took my parents 18 months to get around to baptize me. Should have been done in the first 30 days. Yet in here we have the image of what Jesus' baptism looks like and what our baptism does. Baptism changes everything. It makes us, as we talked about this past Sunday and many days prior to it, that it makes us God's beloved sons and God's beloved daughters forever. And that changes everything for us because it allows us to approach him in a dignified way. But often, maybe I'm just speaking for myself and you all have this all together, but often I think about when the spiritual life isn't successful, when things just aren't going the way that I would have them to go, that who am I to be able to call upon the name of God? Who am I to be able to approach his sacred mysteries, to enter into his sacraments, to receive his precious body and his precious blood? Especially after I deny him so many times with the various sins that I allow myself to engage in, the ways I let my tongue fly, the actions that I participate in that aren't dignified as somebody who is a son of God should act. I get to thinking about, you know, God is busy. There are so many other people who have greater needs than mine, or who have greater desires. Who am I? I'm just a small creature. And he has so many big things and problems within the world to deal with. Why should I approach him? Yet when I think of my baptism, what that does is it reminds me that my identity is son. And as son, no matter what sort of problems the father may be dealing with, even in the natural realm, always has time for his little one. Because there is nothing more important to him than caring for his child, even in his most insignificant need. And so today is the day when we recall Christ's baptism, where he is the beloved Son of God the Father, the one in whom he takes pleasure, but also us, through our own baptism, become the brothers of Jesus Christ and therefore the sons of God the Father as well, the ones in whom he takes pleasure in. And as sons and daughters, we know that he has the promise that no need, no concern, nor difficulty, which we have, no matter how small it is, or even small in the grand scope of all of the universe, is too small for God to give us his full and undivided attention. Today, as we enter into these mysteries, let's ask God to convict us of our identity in him, so that we may not fear to bring even our most insignificant needs often, frequently, each and every day before his throne, because he really does care for us. Let's remember that, beloved sons, beloved daughters, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.